spent some time on the Gemara, the last line, right before the Mishnah on Lamed on the base. Boy, Rapapa, Hechlet, B'mirtzi, Mani, Mahu. So Rashi interprets that after he finished the whole Shechita, the Behem is already Muteres Ba'achila, then he does Chaloda B'mirt Basra. You didn't have to do Shechita at all on the Mirt Basra. Ruba Kukula, but the Shaila is if you did, maybe even though Ruba Kukula and you didn't need the Shechita, maybe it's Nitfas and Shechita, and Chaloda Pasols, even though that part of the Shechita wasn't really necessary. Rabbi Natan's not happy, it's against the Gemara and Daf Chavtes. The Pharish Rashi himself says it's against the Gemara and Daf Chavtes. So he says, this Gemara, Boy Rapapa, contradicts that Gemara. And since it's a Sufik Deraisa, so Rashi, the last line in the Rashi, Kin Leishitalon Habdina Lachumar, a Sufik Deraisa Lachumar. And the same Rashi learns the Sufik in the Gemara on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Boy Ravuna Braid the Reb Nosson, that's a few lines before the second Mishnah, on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Ravuna Braid the Reb Nosson has a Sufik. Shav B'mir Tzimon Ma'atek also goes on Shir B'mir Basra. Famous Shitas Rashi, Shir B'mir Basra, Chaloda B'mir Basra. And the Ramah follows Rashi. Ramah Paskins Pashkenazim like Rashi. The Mechaber Paskins like Rav HaRishonim, not like Rashi, that Shir B'mir Basra doesn't Paskin. But the Ramah is Machma like the Rashi. So the Rabbi Natan is not happy with the Rashi. So he gives a different interpretation. It goes on Chaloda B'miut Kama. Chaloda B'miut Kama. So what Chaloda B'miut Kama of the Kone? Of the Kone or of the Beishit? Which one? The Kone should be Loi Gora Mechatzi Kone Pogum. What's the problem? So the Pashto says it goes on the Beishit. Doesn't, that's what Tosfos says. It doesn't go on the Kone. It goes on the Vesha. The Chatzi Kana problem is not a problem. So it means if he does Chalode B'miyut Kama of the Kona, so of course it's possible. What's the Shaila? So Tosfos had, the Rabbi Natan had two suggestions. One suggestion was that even if you hold that there's no chalode, if you stick the knife in between the or and the simen and you shecht, even though the knife is covered over with the or, the or is not nitvas and shchita, but the miot kama is nitvas and shchita. So on the one hand, it should be lochalode, so it should be chalode, because the miot kama is part of the siman. Or on the other hand, there's room talking and saying no. For the same reason, since the or is not nitvas and shchito, so if you insert the knife in between the or and the simen, and then you cut, normally, you cut downward the normal way, so that'll be considered chalota, because the or is not nitvas and shchito, and even after you shecht the simonim, the or is not considered kenishchat, so the or is there. So you did a shchita b'chalota. But if you did, if there's no or, let's say you started cutting till the simen, so there's no or that's making chalode. But then you put the sakin in the middle of the veshet, and you shecht normally. So maybe since ruba kukuloi, so halachically, I consider it as if the miut kama of the veshet, which I'd never cut, is considered as if it's cut. And metzias, it's not cut. Metzias, it's not cut. But maybe I should consider, since Tosfos says, on the one hand, chalode b'miut kama should be more chomer than the or, because the or is not, the or doesn't need shchita, so there's room to say, or doesn't make chalode. Only simone make chalode. So on the one hand, since this miut kama of the simen is part of the simen, that should certainly make chalode. On the other hand, there's room to argue the reverse, that even though the or, even if you machmer, like the Bei Rav Amri, any Odeya, it's Misofik with Machmer and Chalod the Tachzor, because after you cut the Simonim, the Shechita is not going to be Chal on the Or. So it's going to come out that you did Chalod, but if you did Chalod in between the Miut Kama and then the Roiv of the Simon, you do the Shechita of the Simon, since Halpidin, Ruba Kukula, and the Shechita is Chal on the Miut Kama that you never cut, so it's considered Kindish Chadomi. So it's considered kenishchatz, and maybe therefore it's not called chalada, apshetel. But it is there, considered kenishchatz. That's how the Rabbi Natan gave. That's how the Rabbi Natan learned. That was one suggestion. Then the Rabbi Natan had another suggestion. What were the two suggestions, Rabbi Natan? That was the second. Inami meboilei. That was the second suggestion. What was the first suggestion? Nachamo. No, that was the first. Inami meboilei. What was the second? Betocha basakan tachas miut kame upsokam el mato lemailam. The second pshat was not that he did. He put the sakin in and then he shechts normally the roiv of the veshet and then he shechts the corner. No. He puts in the sack and he does chalod on the miyut kama. B'tochem ha-sack and tachas miyut kama p'sokem mil ma'atel ha-maila. He shechted the miyut kama b'chalod. V'achakach shochat ha-rov. So that's the shayla. Maybe chalod only passels the part of the shechita that was necessary. But over here, since you didn't need the miyut kama, even though you shechted it first, b'chalode, he inserted the knife in the middle of the veshet, and then he cuts backwards on the miyut kama. Totally different from the first pshat in the Rabbi Natan. There's two totally different suggestions. How do you read hechled b'miyut simonim? It goes on miyut kama, but one pshat is the dova hamachlid is the miyut kama, and he shechts the both simonim, and the dova hamachlid was the miyut kama. Maybe I should say ruba kukula, so it's considered kenishchad dami, and therefore it's not a machlid. The second shot is, no, of course it's a machlid. The miut is there when he's shechting the siman, the miut is still there. Can't say halachically, rubik kukuloi, the shechita is chala, and the miut kama, so therefore it's considered as if the miut kama isn't machlid. No, the miut kama is there. No, he stuck the knife in and he does the chalada, he shechts the miut kama, the chalada, so that's no good. But then he shechts the roiv of the first siman and the roiv of the second siman properly. So maybe chalode b'miyot kama doesn't bother me. An einfall. And then Tai said, v'chein b'shob b'miyot simonim l'kama m'forosh ha'bein tam. Not like Rashi, it goes on miyot kama. So what's the shayla about shia b'miyot kama? What's that shayla? Tai says, there's not a shayla miyot kama of the kone. Miyot kama of the kone is legor from chatzi kone pogum. Means, we're talking miut kama of the veshet, Tosis emphasizes. Not miut kama of the kohen, I'm talking miut kama of the veshet. So what's the shayla? So maybe shehiya only pasels bein simen l'simen. Even though in the kuvas haveshet, b'mashu will make a treifa. But since he did the miut kama of the veshet, boifan shel shechita, and he did it, since he did it boifin shel shechita, so it's not called nekuvas aveshet, and the din that shehiya pasels, maybe that's only bein simen l'simen, between the miut kama and the rest of the simen, maybe there's no din of shehiya. That's how Rabbi Natan learns that sofik in the Gemara, in the next daf, on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So then Tosfos says, in v'hashta de perushoi, on the third wide line in Tosfos, according to the Rabbi Natan's suggestion, that that's pshat in the Gemara. Shob miyot simon mahu. What was the sofig? Maybe shia only pasels between simon and simon, but it doesn't pasel within the simon. Imtim tzlema de kosher af miyot kama. Then it comes out that the chamish hilcha shchita only applied to behema v'chaya, and of you only have four. The din of shia. If you only have shia drasa chalada grama v'ikur, we always thought that all five psulim apply equally to behema, shchitas behema, shchitas oif. But if you're going to say like this, sad, in the Gemara had a sofik, where the shav b'miyot siman emau, shav b'miyot siman goes on shia b'miyot kama. What was the tzad sofik? It's not miyot kama of the kona. Miyot kama of the kona is chatzi kona pogum. That's not a problem. Miyot kama of the veshet. Nu, nekuvus ha-veshet is puzzle. So he says, no, nekuvus ha-veshet, if it happens by itself. But if you do it derech shechito, that's the way you shechto, do it derech shechito, it doesn't have the treifas of nekuvus ha-veshet. But how can you call it derech shita? He shechts a miyut kama, and then he waits a half an hour. The animal is still the animal is still running around, and then he shechts the rest of it. So the Gemara has a suffix atzat to say a shia doesn't passel in the middle of a siman, only passel ben siman and siman. You want him to the two siman. So the Rabbein Tam says v'hashto lipeirusha. According to the Rabbein Tam, according to that one side of the suffix that shia doesn't passel ben siman, then the whole din of shia doesn't exist by oifus. Because you don't shech both siman, you only have to shech one siman. And there's no psul in shia between the miyut kama and the raiv and the rest. B'hashta the perusha im timtzi lemer. The Gemara had a suffix. Who had the suffix? Boy, who was it again? Boy, Ravuna beid Reb Nosson. According to that tzad in the suffix im timtzi lemer, one should assume like that tzad that it's kosher. Ap the miyut kama comes out la pasul shia boif minatara. The chomish shel cheshkit only four apply to it. Shia won't apply. Kim nechsher b'simen echad. And the Gemara is saying a possibility that she only passed b'simen simen. How can you say that? The Gemara had the last thing we discussed when we were learning the Gemara. The Gemara had a shaila. Is it how is there a standard shia shia for behema and oif? Shia behema leof. Are they saying no? Behema the behema for oif loof. So the Gemara is talking about shia by oif. Rabbi Tam says yeah, it's only with the rabbanim. According to that one tzad that you're going to say, Rabbuna Breid Reb Nosson was mesupit to say that she only passes ben simen le simen, ben tzad simen. There's no issue of shia. So then by oif, there's no din of shia menater. It's only med rabban. Okay? That's Rabbeinu Tam. They were forced into giving another pshat because they just couldn't accept Rashi Shita. Rashi holds he already finished the whole shchita. You shechted Rav Kahn and the Rav Eshet, then the Shain is kosher l'mahadrim and l'mahadrim mashgiach goes home. And then the shechet comes and he takes the knife and he continues to cut. He makes it in a veil after it's already nishcha. So it's against the Gemara Choftes. Rashi says, it is against the Gemara Choftes. And since Rav Papa was mesupit, and Rav Huna Beit Rav Nosson was mesupit, the sofik deraisa l'chumra, we go l'chumra. We don't paskin like the Gemara Choftes. We don't paskin like the Tosefta. How can you not paskin like the Tosefta? How can you not paskin like the Tosefta? So I think the Rosh adds on a line. It's a beferish Tosefta against Rashi. So the Rosh has a line that Tosefta is a collection of brises, and the Gemara has a lashon called brisa de la misanya beratchi rabbeishia. You can't ask any kashas. It's not necessarily reliable. So we usually assume that Tosefta was written by Rav Chiya Rav Oshia. So this is reliable. So the Rosh says, no, maybe this Tosefta is not by Rav Chiya Rav Oshia. What is that all about? So there's such a lashon in the Kesef Mishnah. I think it's the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva. And the Rambam writes that there are Chav Dal Dvar Ma'akfim Esa Tshuva. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what? Kesef Mishnah always gives in the Mekarvis of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this? That there are 24 things that are Ma'akvim and Satshuva. So he says, maybe it's a Brisa in the Tosefta. He didn't have access to a Tosefta, apparently. Maybe it's a Brisa in the Tosefta, which was authored by Rav Chiya v'Rav Oshia Vizulosom. He adds on a word, Vizulosom. What do you mean, Vizulosom? We always thought that Tosefta was authored by Rav Chiya Rav Oshia. So the Kesef Mishnah says it was authored by Rav Chiya Rav Oshia and others. So the Chidor says, Chidor wrote many swarm. Chidor wrote something like 80 swarm. So one sefer is bibliographies. Yes. One sefer he talks about, he gives you alphabetically, it's an encyclopedia. Gives an alphabetical list of all the swarm that he had available in print or a manuscript that he knew of, and then he has alphabetical listing of all of the authors, all of the Rishonim, Achronim, who wrote swarm. And he writes a little bit about them. So when he writes about the Tosefta, he quotes this one word from the Kesef Mishnah, that the Tosefta that we have, printed in the back of the Rif, was authored by Rav Chiya Rav Oshia Vizulosom and others. When you say it's written by others, so then it's not necessarily reliable. So that's what the Rosh says over here, Beferish, like the Chidos said. He says, the Rabbi Tam argued with the Rashi because of the Tosefta. So Rashi holds that Tosefta is not reliable because only Brises that were authored by Rabbi Rabosha are reliable. No, that's what the Tosefta is. Apparently, they think that this is not the Tosefta that we have printed in the back of the Rif. That's not necessarily what the Gemara calls the Tosefta. The Gemara says that the Tosefta was authored by Rabbi Rabosha. Apparently, this is not the same Tosefta that they're talking about. Historical issue, but it's Negeh LaHalacha. Okay. Good. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah, Lamed Amid Beis. The Mishnah has, at the beginning of the movement of Hasidus, the Misnagdim had a whole bunch of complaints against the Hasidim. So one of the complaints was that they were jumping and rolling on the ground in the middle of davening, doing crazy things. A little bit they still do, but some of them do. But not the way it used to be. It used to be mamish crazy. Okay. Then what other complaints did they have? They didn't daven Zman Kriyashma. They didn't daven Zman Tfilah. So they said that there's a Yerushalmi that says, L'anisvi es l'cha Hashem. No, no. What's which pasuk? Forgot already. A pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tefillahs. Be'ez Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tefillahs. If you daven Be'ez Ratzon. So they quoted, there's Yerushalmi that says, when is it Be'ez Ratzon? B'shoah Shat Tzadikim is Palalim. So if the Rebbe is davening then it's good. Be'ez Ratzon is good. So the Nadav Yehuda had Nadav Yehuda was against the Hasidus. Nadav Yehuda was, by marriage, he was a cousin of the Baal Shem Tov, and they lived in the same village for a while. A little village that was in Yampala before the Nadav Yehuda became the rabbi in the big city in Prague. The big city was like New York. It was on the cutting edge of Gilead Arayis and all crazy things, homosexuality, all the crazy things going on in the world. And he has a lot of tshuvas. Nadav Yehuda has a lot of tshuvas about all these kind of things. And then one of his tshuvas, he was already an old man, so he says, I'm an old man, I had enough with the Zionists and the Prutzis and the stuff. Go ask someone else already. I was Yaitzeh already. Rav Moshe has very little. Moshe has very little because they couldn't ask Rav Moshe. Moshe was such an unusual tzaddik. He couldn't understand when you were telling him a shayla. But a nation says she's in, so he wouldn't know what you're talking about. He couldn't visualize what you're talking about. It doesn't exist by him. So the people who had smicha for Moshe, they went to someone else. In the rabbinate. Rav Moshe couldn't be masik that such a thing is possible. He couldn't talk to him about that. I personally had an ace kid, one of the boys in the Akilo, flipped his lid, and he was a meshugah, so I had to go speak to Rav Moshe about it because they got him involved. He didn't understand what I was talking about. It's like I'm talking on the moon, talking from Mars. Couldn't understand sin. What Masik? Rabbi Akiva Kamenetsky was the man of the world. You can talk to him about sin. He understood what it was. Moshe couldn't understand what you're talking about. So one of the several complaints that they had against the Hasidim was that they did a heder when they would shecht, they used sakid milutoshim. They used such very sharp knives that the shechita, the sharper the knife is better, no? Yeah, but the sharper the knife is, it's easier to do drasa. If you have a knife that's fat, not so thin, it's fat, not so sharp. If you're gonna, you can push all day. You can, let's say, have a fat knife, and I want to cut this wood. The wood is not going to cut by pushing that. If you'll saw back and forth, if you keep on sawing back and forth, you'll succeed in cutting the wood. But if you have it, the thinner the knife is, so the more possibility there is of doing drasa. You just push down and it'll do drasa. If it's not such a thin knife and it's not so sharp, you're going to have to cut back and forth. You have to fiddle back and forth. So that was one of the complaints. Now, after that was the late 1700s, now over 200 years later, everybody uses the Hasidic knives. Everybody uses Akir Mulutoshim. And you have to be careful not to do drasa. But that was one of the complaints. So this Mishnah has the dinim of drasa. So the question, you have to push down. If you don't push down, you fiddle back and forth all day long. The neck is not going to get geshoten. You have to, but you have to fiddle back and forth while you're pushing down. So the question is, what percentage? How much, to what extent do you have to push back and forth. So the Mishnah has a little bit unclear. And the Gemara says you have to have kimaloi tzaba chutz le tzaba. You have to have a long enough knife. If the knife is just, let's say the knife is just the thickness of the length of the knife, is only the thickness, the width of the neck. And you didn't fiddle back and forth. So you made drasa. Obviously you made drasa. It's impossible otherwise. You have to have kimloi tzavor, and you have to have chutz letzavor kimloi tzavor. So you can fiddle, is shaykh to cut in one direction, do haylocha b'loi havo. Haylocha means to push, havo means to pull. You can do haylocha b'loi havo, or havo b'loi haylocha, and still not be in violation of drasa, and the shechita will be a kosher shechita. So the Mishnah tells you all about that's the din of drasa. You know that's the din of drasa. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Bina Hanamili, how do you see from the Chumash that there's a din of drasa? How do you see?" So the Gemara said before, you don't have to see from the Chumash. It's Allah al Moshe Messin Hilchas Agmiri law. But some of the Chumash al Cheshchit Shia drasa Halad Agram Avika. Some of them you don't even need Allah al Moshe Messin. Some of them are the simple mashmas of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Bina Hanamili, the last 10 lines on Lamed Amid Beis, Amashmul Demakar Chet Shachrit Doshaynim. You see that." A chet doesn't go like this. It goes, what do you call it, horizontally, as opposed to vertically. The chet goes sideways. And since the verb shchita is used, it's talking about a person talking Lashon Hara. Chet shachat l'shan. People talk Lashon Hara about others, so it's like an arrow that can kill. When you talk Lashon Hara, you can destroy a person's reputation. You can destroy his marriage. You can destroy his life. You may commit suicide. He'll be so embarrassed, or other people will kill him. So, because the pasuk uses the verb shchita in connection with a chetz, so you see that shchita has to go sideways. Not enough if it goes down. Of course, it has to go down, but it has to go halacha babo while it's going down. Tanya be Reb Shmuel v'shachat, you don't even need the pasuk in Yirmiyah chetz shoch l'shan. The word v'shachat itself, v'shachat is ben apoka. That's what the Pirush HaMetzchein Zov Shachut. Okay, V'yam Chet Shachut Hashan Mirma Diber. V'yam Chet Shachut Hashan Mirma Diber. Why do you need another Pasuk? You have already the first Pasuk. V'yam Shachut Al Mashach. V'chitemo Zov Shachut Shenitva Kechut. How do you know that Zov Shachut? What does Rashi explain? Mashuch. Moshech means stretched out. So the Gemara says, how do you know that the word Zohov Shochet means Moshech, thin strips of gold that you're going to blend in with the other materials to make golden clothing, let's say. So how do you know that Zohov Shochet means Moshech extended, maybe means Shechut, you made gold into strings. But it doesn't mean Loshen Shechita. The shin is a shin Ashimash. Maybe it really means like a chut. You made it like a chut. Maybe b'chitei mezav shach mishenit v'kuchut, but it does mean loshen shchita. So toshma the second pasuk sheh chet shachad u'shaynam. That's not like a string. Then the Gemara tells a funny story. Rava was baidik somebody's arrow for Rabbi Yonah bat Tachlifa. He was an expert at shechting birds. He can shecht birds while they were flying in the air, and he would succeed in shechting properly. He would shoot the arrow in such a way, the arrow was kosher l'shchita, was basically a knife. He had an arrow that was like a knife, and the rubber checked it shouldn't have any pegimas, and he would shoot the arrow in such a way that it just shechted by the neck. So the Gemara says, but maybe it'll do chalode, maybe it, when he shot the arrow, maybe it cut into the neck, maybe it didn't go from the outside. Gemara says, after they finish shechting it, they would check and they would see that it was cut from the outside. Sure. That's what the Gemara says. After the Gemara, Chazin and Gitvi, the Mifrabi. We see that the feathers over here, everything is cut from the outside. Frek the Gemara, that's a practice to shech birds while they're flying. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to do Kisei Adam by Chayav Yov. When you shech behemoth, there's no din of Kisei Adam. Only when you shech Chayav Yov. So, din is a kisa adam is not miakev. We have a Mishnah on the next daf. We learned that Mishnah. Shochad v'leotz adam. Where was that Mishnah? Somewhere over here. The Mishnah shomer shochad v'leotz adam is chitos ha'ksheira. So you see that kisa adam is not miakev. It's impossible that you'll shecht and no dam comes out. But theoretically, shochad v'leotz adam chitos ha'ksheira. So the kisa adam is not miakev, but it's still a mitzvah to do kisa adam. So how did Rava allow this Yonah bar Tachlifa? How did he permit him to shecht birds? You have to do kisa adam. So, maybe you can say when he would succeed in shechting a bird and the blood would drip, the bird was lying in the air, the blood would drip on the ground, so then when he come over later on and put offer on top. Mor said, that's not enough. You have to have offer lamayla, offer lamata. Because it doesn't say v'chisohu offer. It says v'chisohu be'offer. Sounds like you need offer lamayla, but offer lamata. You need both. And for the Gemara, he knew where, in which field he plans to do the shechita. So he would always fill up. You have to have granulated offer lamata, and you have to grind up the offer. You can't have a blotch of earth. So he would sprinkle offer lamata, sawdust, whatever. Now they use sawdust. Offer lamayla, offer lamata, and he did kisi adam.
In terms of the shechita here, would he need to say bracha? Because maybe
he may miss.
50% of the time, he'll miss.
Probably will not say a bracha then. So it's also a problem. Why should we allow him to do shechita without a bracha? Yeah, seems very strange. I don't know. It's not right. That's a shaila today. Does it? We are so machma hilchas shechita and hilchas dreifus. We have a lot of chumras. So it's a question: is it proper to say a bracha on a shechita if you're only shechting one animal? They never shecht only one animal. They shecht the shechit. The shechtim take turns in the slaughterhouse. So they shecht for an hour. Then another shechit takes over for an hour. And an hour they shecht many oifis. An hour they shecht many behemoths also. So at least one of them is going to be a kosher shechitim. I don't know, but it's a question. If you're going to shecht the one bird by shooting an hour, he probably should not say broch. He may miss. I don't know. Okay. Fine, then the Gemara goes till the end. The Gemara said you shouldn't shecht with an izemel, you shouldn't use a knife that has karnayim on the edge, which may accidentally rip the simonim. Okay, l'chatchil you shouldn't shecht, but if you did, but the shechita would be good if you know for sure that you didn't rip the neck with the edges, with the karnayim at the edge. But l'chatchil you shouldn't use an izemel sheesh l'kanayim because he may shecht him properly. Okay. Yeah, what's the next Mishnah? Nof l'sakim v'shochta. What does it mean, nof l'shachim? He has a very heavy knife and he leaves it on the shelf and the wind is blowing and a chicken happens to be walking by and the knife falls down and it does a good shechita. Highly improbable. A knife is going to fall down to a shechita. You have to have pressure. But okay, the Mishnah covers all the cases even if it's hardly ever going to happen. You need koyach gavra. That's the halacha. This is where the Tosfos came up with that idea. What's wrong at shechita sakum? So they made up a drasha, but it's based on this Mishnah. Zavachta v'chalta, only a bar zvicha can shecht. If it's a la bar zvicha, it's like nishchato melo. You have to have a zavachta bar zvicha. Mashata zavachato echel, if the shechit is a bar zvicha. So Rava makes a deal on the Mishnah. Time by the Nafla, he left a knife on a shelf and it fell down by itself in the wind. Oh, he pilo, who? Sheira, what if he takes the knife and he throws it, even though he wasn't intending to shecht the animal? Rav gav to lo mechab, and he wasn't interested in shecht the animal. Still, the shechita sounds like it's good, only nafla is no good. But if it's ipila, it's good, even though he didn't have kavan la shechita. Mantan labin kavan la shechita an kulin, amarav rab nasni, tan yosh zira de min chavraya. What does it mean, zira de min chavraya? What's the translation of the words? Zira de min chavraya. He was the youngest from the chaburi in the yeshiva. Poshim shan. Zira de min chavraya. I think other Rashi has another pshat. Chavraya is the name of the city. And Oshia Zira, There are two ways to read it. Tani Oshia Kama. His name was Oshia. Zira de Mincha Avraham, the youngest of the Chevra. Or there were two boys in the yeshiva with the same Oshia. Like in Merkaz Harav, there was one guy was Ketzel. There was a guy, Katz. When his brother came to the yeshiva, so they called him Ketzela, because he was the younger brother. Like Herschel. Hershalah means if it's Moshalah. Means when he's a young child, you call him Moshalah. When he goes older, you call him Moshe. So they had two brothers in Merkaz Harav at the same time. So one was Katz, and the younger brother was Ketzela. Ketzela is a famous person. He was in the government, Tom Mazalan. So one pshat is Oshia Zira. He was the younger of the two people with the same name, and he came from the city, Chavraya. Well, the normal pshat is Oshia was his name. Zira the Min Chavraya means the youngest of the whole Chabura. There was a whole Chabura in the Beis Medrash. He was the youngest one in the group. Whatever. Not so important. History. Okay. So what did he say? He quotes a braisa which records that it's a machalik of Nosan HaChachamim. Zorak Sakan and Notza, because of Ocha B'Shoch, the Gedakam Nosan says it's kosher, the Chum say it's no good. He learned the Gemara before. The Gemara was on Yud Besam and Besam, Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. So on Yud Gimel Omer Aleph, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Minayin the Mesasek B'Kotchim Shehu Pasol. By Kotchim, if you shecht the Mesasek, it accidentally shechts the animal. You weren't intending to shecht at all, or you were intending to shecht, but you didn't realize that it's a carbon. So that's by Shechitas Kotchim, it's no good. But by Shechitas Chulin, we infer that it is good, because the Pesukim are only by Kotchim, Shechitas Chulin, that it is good. But that's a Machloikis, Rab Nosson Nachachamim, to what extent are you makel by Chulin? So Rab Nosson is makel, even if he throws the knife, he wasn't discovering the Chaticha Simonim at all. He wasn't intending for any animal that should hit an animal. He wanted to hit a target. Zarek Sakan and Otsa Bekoiso. And a chicken walks by accidentally and happens to get geschachten. So Rav Nosson says that that's also kosher. The Chachamim disagree. You don't need like Shechitas Kotchim. You don't have to have in mind the Shem Shechita. But you have to have in mind to hit the neck of the bird or the animal. If you didn't have it, even Kabbanas Chaticha Simanim, then the Rabbanim would say that it's no good. But they're not saying that Shechitas Chula needs Kabbanim. They also agree Shechitas Chulin doesn't need kavana, because the pasuk is only by kotchim, and the inference is only misasik b'shechitas kotchim is pasul, but misasik b'shechitas chulin is kosher. So that's the machlekes Rav Nosson Chacham, to what that's what Tosfos explained on Yud Beis. So that's the machlekes Rav Nosson Chacham, to what extent are you makel? So who tani lav, who amalad? This price was presented by Oshia, tani Oshia zir de min chavraya. The Amoraim used to present prices that they heard somewhere they picked up. So he said, over Hutan, he recited this braisa in the Beis HaMidrash, and then he added on, Halachik Rav Nosson, his tradition is that we pass on like Rav Nosson. Shechita in Esvicha Kavonim. We mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik said that his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, got a suggestion, when you have Psuli HaMekdoshim, if you have a carbon, Shuhumam Benifte, if you have a carbon that was Kodam Hegdesho Lemumo, I was magdish an animal when it didn't have a mum kavua. Even if it has a mum oiver, but if I'm magdish the animal, but it doesn't have a mum kavua, then it gets a kedush haguf lamizbech. Then if it develops a mum kavua, then you have the right to be poida. But even after you poida, it still retains partial kedusha. The Mishnah says in Choras and Daf Yudalit, still retains kedusha. It's still oisa tmura. Even after you are poida, it's not yotze l'chulim. It's a pidyon hamatir. It allows you to shecht the behema chutz la'azara, and allows a tummy to eat. Unlike kachim mamish that you shechting in Beis HaMikdosh, that you have to shecht it in the azara, and the tummy is not allowed to eat. The shechita psul ha'mikdoshim is a matir. The pidyon, when you pay the carbon that gets a mum kavua, if it's called a mum kavua like this, if you had a mum kavua before you were magdosh it, then the Mishnah says in Bchoris that it never gets a Kedusha Guf Lamizbech in the first place. Only gets a Kedusha Zamim Lamizbech. If something gets a Kedusha Zamim Lamizbech, let's say I have $1,000 worth of Svarim, and I donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, then you auction it off to the highest bidder. So then when someone's paid that, that's a Pinyan HaMavkeh Kedusha. All Kedusha goes off from it. But if it had initially had a Kedusha Guf Lamizbech, even if it gets a Mum Kavu and you paid that, it's only a Pinyan HaMatir. It's not a Pinyan HaMavkeh Kedusha. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought, if you have psula hamikdashim shehuma uviniftu, the carbon originally had kedusha guf lamizbech, and then you would put, then it gets a mum kavua, then you pay the. So he thought, since it still retains kedusha, it still oisa tmura, still has a lot of dinim. Tizbach lagiza basav lachal avachal tov lo lekavech, and still has a lot of restrictions. He thought that the shechita has to be a shechita's kachim. He thought maybe mesasik bekachim would be possible even on psuli hamikdash. Even though you shecht it now, but still, it needs a shechita's kachim, not the same as shechita's chulin. And mesasik would be possible, just like shechita, a possibility. That's what he raised, a possibility. So that's what Rav Moshe Yazir de Mincha Avraya, he mentioned. He recited the brayso who taught him who amalo, machleks abnas and chachamim, and he added on halachik rab nas. Then the Gemara says, what did Rava have to? Why did Rava feel it essential to make the deal? Kan the mishnah nafla second time, but the nafla he pilu sheira avagav dolei mechavin. Rava already amar Rava chadizim. The Rava said it on the mishnah earlier in the first parak. Kulam sheshoch tavacher my marsim shchitos and sheira cheru shel to the cotton. So a cotton, you can have a cotton has kavana. The kid is at 12 and a half years old. He's going to be bar mitzvah another couple of days, another week. He's going to be bar mitzvah. He knows what he's doing. But sometimes the shaita doesn't have kavana. He doesn't know what he's doing. Different degrees of shaita, different kinds of shaita. Sometimes the shaita, he's a multimillionaire. He can talk on two telephones with Taiwan and in South Africa. He's making, but he's crazy. I'm sugar. That's one kind of shaita. Then you have another shaita that doesn't know what he's doing. Different kind. All of them are the same. En kiddush el kiddushin. They're all al pidin al abadas. If he's crazy, he's crazy. But sometimes a shaita doesn't have kavan at all. So that's where Rabbi made a comment on the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, that base. Kulam sheshachtu, kulam goes achere shaita vikotten, and both kinds of shaita. There's a shaita who knows what he's doing, but he's crazy, he's deranged. And then there's a shaita that does not know what he's doing. He's not in touch with reality. He doesn't see what's around him. There are different kinds of autism. Sometimes there's a person who's autistic, doesn't know what's going on. Other people function very well. They're autistic, okay, they have a little bit of problem. Different kinds of autism. So Rava made a comment, Ramina Mantana Dloboy Kavana Lishita. Whose shita is it that every shaita shita sikshera, even a shaita doesn't know what he's doing at all? So we already have from the Mishnahis from the first parak. Rava commented on the first Mishnah, so what do we have to comment on the second Mishnah for? And for the Gemara, Tzricha, I need both comments of Rava, both on the first Mishnah and on this Mishnah. Why? Yashmin Hosm Shum to Kamachav and Shum Haticha Boilam. And our Mishnah, on the Brisa, the Brisa was Zorak Sakhan and Otsa Bekoisel. He's throwing the knife in order to hit a target. He wants to do something. There is an intention. Avahocha, here it says, Nofla Sakhan, time of the Nofla, Hohi Pila Huk Shera. Pila, he throws it down, he throws it down on purpose, but he's not intending for anything. So there's room to say, maybe you need Koyach Gavra, maybe you have to have Kavana to accomplish something. But if you had no intention of accomplishing anything, maybe that's a lack of kavanah. Maybe yashmin hocha. And if Rava would only say that on our case, nafla is not good, hipila is good. Hipila, he didn't have kavanah for anything. There would be room to say that's because the person is a badas. But in the opening Mishnah, the guy is a shaita. So there's room to argue the point if the person is a la badas and gansan a la badas. I would think maybe it's no good. So that's the chiddush, that in both cases the din is like Rav Nosson, that shechita and tzricha kavana. So we mentioned when we learned the first parak, the Rashbon, the Torah Sabbais, quotes a sophic of the Ri Azokin, Bala Tosis, we don't have it in Tosis. The Ri Azokin had a sophic. What if a person, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, at the end of the second parak, a person has Haisa Eben Menachas Labacheko, he has a big stone on his lap, and the guy wasn't even aware that he had a stone on his lap, and he stands up and it rolls on Shabbos, let's say it rolls from Rishus HaYochan into the Rishus HaRab. So the Gemara said that's Misasek, and Misasek the Shabbos is not even Chayv Chatos. And what's the din by Yarma Mazik? And what's the din by Chayvul Bachavero? Hamishud Dvarim? Do you pay? Do you not pay? And what's the din if someone got killed? Are you chayv to go to Golas or not? So each detail, it's also a rubber there. Rubber has Haisam Menachas Becheko. Tomorrow, the end of the second parak of Baba Kama is also a rubber. All the different dinim. So that's what the Rashba quotes from the Riyazak and the Safek. If the person stands up and he didn't even realize that he had a knife on his lap. And then when he stands up, so the din is Adam Mod Lyanam, Baim Shagig, Baim Amazid, Baim Yonis, Baim Birotsan. Adam Amazig is Chayv. Not Chayv Ola Hamisha Dvarim if it's Bishagig. He didn't intend to harm anybody. He'll only be Chayv Nesik, but Nesik, he will be Chayv. Unless it's on his Gomer. On his Gomer is a Machlekis. We pass on Shulchan Aruch, Machlekis of Rishainim. We pass on his Gomer, Adam Amazig is not Chayv. But if it's less than Oynes Gomer, then Adam Amazig would be chayv, even though there's a bit of an Oynes. But the Shaila is, if he didn't even remember, he wakes up, he's sleeping. He wakes up and he finds that he stands up. He's not even thinking he stands up. Turns out he had a knife on his lap. He had no kavanas asiyah at all. But it is his maisa. If the knife that he stood up and the knife or the rack causes a hezek, the Gemara says it's chayv. Odemod liyonam beim biyonis beim birotzen. But is that called koyach gabra for shchita? So the Ri was mesupik. Shulchan Aruch quotes that suffix from the Ri. And ilcha shchita. Maybe that's a lack of koyach gabra. He didn't have kavanas asiya at all. So the Gemara here is a little bit lavdavka. The Gemara says, Rava said on both Mishnais, Tzricha, you need both members of Rava, because in our case, there was no kavana at all. The Yashmina Hasam, if Rava would only tell us on the first Mishnah, and here in our Mishnah, Tabir enough lo hayi pila ubikshero. Said the Gemara's lashon is lo mechaven. He's not mechaven at all. Emolai would have thought that it's not a good shechita. So kamash malon that it is good. If there's no kavanas asiyah at all, then it's a suffix in the Rashba quotes the suffix from the Ri. So that means not that nafla is no good. He pila who is good. He pila means he knows that it's on his lap. And he gets up and he knows the knife is going to roll down. What if he didn't even realize there was a knife on his lap? So for Nezikin, he will be chayv because he don't need koyach gabra. But maybe for Shechita, that's the suffix over there, and maybe for Shechita would not be good. So that's the question. How do you translate this line? That still, it's a good Shechita. Lo kamachavin at all? Or lo kamachavin, he didn't plan on doing it. To use Rabbi Soloveitchik's lashon, didn't plan on doing a teleological act. He wasn't interested in bringing about any result. He knows that when he stands up, the knife is going to fall down. But he wasn't planning to accomplish anything with it. So that's a sophic in the Gemara. But if he pila, even though there was no purpose in the pila, but he knows he's being mapalan, so then the Mishnah, then the deal of the Mishnah is that it would be good. Special then. That you need Koyach Gabra. That's Rab Chaim in the Chazon Ish. Special din, Koyach Gabra only appears in the Gemara three places. You need by Shechita, you need Koyach Gabra, and the second place is by Netilas Yadayim. That's the beginning of Perakol Abbas. And then the third place where you need Koyach Gabra is in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Zayin, yeah, on the margin, on the right hand margin on the Gemara. Tai ben Anofla, he pilu hukshera, it says Ayin Tos of Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin. So the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin that for Tzeach to be Chayv Misa, you have to have Koyach Gabra. If I killed him, but I killed someone else on purpose, premeditated murder, but I killed him in such a way that there was a lack of Koyach Gabra, then you're not Chayv Misa. So I don't know how did they figure this out? Only three dinim in the whole wide world that need Koyach Gabra. I don't know. How did the Gemara know that? I don't know, but that's as I state in the Gemara. The Gemara only says you need Koyach Gabra by Shechita, by Netilas Yadayim, and by Retzeach to be Chayv Misa. So then you have to figure out. The Gemara says, "Benavi ni koach gabra has to be koach rishon. Koach sheni doesn't count. By order mamazi koach sheni." So we mentioned Tosis in Baba Kama. The Avov on the base thinks that whenever it's koach sheni, order mamazi is not chayiv. And the Chazon Ish thinks we shouldn't pass on like that Tosis. That Tosis seems to be assuming that koach gabra is just the Aramaic translation for ma'isa ha'odom. So if something is koach sheni, it's not koach gabra. It's not called ma'isa ha'odom. So the mamazik wouldn't be chayv. So the Chazanish says we don't assume like that. We assume ke'agav is something over and above ma'aseh ha'odom. That was what the Ri, the Rashba, and the Torah Sabbath quoted. The Ri was mesupik. The person does, he gets up and he stands up and a pebble and a big rock falls and it makes a hezek. So the Gemara says he's chayv. The modli yadam is chayv. But by shchita, since he didn't even have, he had a knife on his lap, he gets up and the knife accomplishes shchita. So the Ri Azokan was mesupik. Maybe it's a lack of karav. But the Gemara said the Ferish that it's ma'aseh ha'odom. It's chayv mitam odom ha'mazik. So you see from the Re-Balatesis that Kerak Gav is not identical with Maisa Hodim. It could be Maisa Hodim and still it's not called Kerak Gav. Okay. Now the Gemara has an interesting discussion. The Gemara has a Machlokes in the first Perek in Yuma and the last Perek in Yuma. And a maseches nida on different Shabbos, maseches Shabbos. Whether tefillah bizman a mitzvah, tefillah bizman a lab mitzvah. When it says nechumish that someone is tomei, it says berachas b'sar b'mayim it toher. When he's toivel in the mikveh, he will become toher. So how do you translate berachas? He must go to the mikveh. Every person who's tomei has to try to go to mikveh at the earliest available opportunity. Tefillah bizman a mitzvah. Bizman means the earliest available opportunity. What are you saying? No. Tefillah bizman alav mitzvah. So Rashi translates on Shabbos, around Daf Kuf Chofa, so Rashi translates, Baruchat Sibisar means, if he will be toivel in a mikveh, he will become tohar. But it doesn't mean, and he ought to be, he should be toivel in the mikveh. So Rashi learns, if you hold tefillah bizman alav mitzvah, it doesn't mean that they both, the question is, machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes hatanoim. Tefillah bizman mitzvah. Machlokes harishayim. Tosfos in Yuma, the first pair quotes machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and his brother-in-law whether we paskin tefillah bizman mitzvah or not mitzvah. In the days of the Gaonim, apparently the Rav, the Balamor, writes like this. The Balamor, the Rav wrote the Sefer Balei HaNefesh on the laws of Taras HaMishpach and Hilchos Mikvos. We have Asogas from the Balamor and that. And the Balamor wrote on the Riv, and then we have Asogas from the Rivet on the Balamor. They learned from Chabrusa. They wrote Asogas on each other's Sefer. So the Balamor and his Asogas on the Sefer, Balei HaNefesh, writes the historical background. And in the days of the Gaonim, the consensus was that Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah. Rav of the Gaonim held Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah. Then in the days of the Rishayim, the consensus shifted. And the Rav held like the Rabbi in time that Tefillah Bizman a lav mitzvah. So that's a question. What exactly is the machlokes? They all the opinions agree it's a mitzvah to be toivel. Berachas b'sar means you have to go to mikveh. They just argue, is there a mitzvah to go to mikveh the earliest available opportunity? You also brentnish and go to mitzvah next week, next month. I don't have to go dafka Tefillah Bizman. Is that the machlokes? So they say no. The one who holds tefillah bizman a lav mitzvah holds that there's no mitzvah at all to be toivel in a mikveh. Berachas means if you'll be, that's how Rashi translates. If you'll go to the mikveh, you'll become tohar. But berachas does mean you're mechuyif to become tohar. Not only tefillah bizman a lav mitzvah, tefillah lav mitzvah. It's not, you're not mechuyif to become tohar. You can live your whole life aver es and shana without going to the mikveh. Before Pesach, you have to become tohar to be able to bring korban Pesach. Okay. But forgetting about the Aliyah L'Regel also, you have to be taught to be able to come to the Aliyah L'Regel. You have to walk into the Azar. A Tommy can't enter the Azar. So three times a year, Pesach Shavua Sukkos, you have to become taught. But the question is the rest of the year. Is a Tommy mechuyev to become taught or not? So that's how Rashi learned. That's the machlokes. When Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah, Tefillah Bizman Alav Mitzvah. So one could argue the point and say that if tefillah, there is a machlokes in brachas and in other mesichtas, megillah and other mesichtas, but the mitzvah tzirchas kavana, mitzvah zain tzirchas kavana. If a person does a mitzvah, that's a person's walking in the street on Rosh Hashanah and he hears tkiyah shofar. He knows today's Rosh Hashanah, he knows there's a mitzvah tkiyah shofar. That's the vasikin minyan. He's going to the late minyan. He's not going to the vasikin minyan. He's walking in the street and he hears them blowing shofar. He's not thinking one way or the other. He knows what it is. He knows that today's Rosh Hashanah. He knows that there's a mitzvah. He knows that this is Tkiyas Shofar. He doesn't think that it's a dog barking. He knows that he's hearing Tkiyas Shofar. So that's the machlekes of the Gemara, machlekes hatanaim, whether you say mitzvah, sichas, kavana, to be yotze or not. So is that the shiloh over here? Whether tefillah and a mikveh needs kavana? If a woman, anybody, a woman, a man, a person is tamei, any person, doesn't have to be a woman who's married, any person is tamei, wants to go to the mikveh to become tahor. So you can put two and two together and say like this, that maybe the Gemara goes with the shita that tefillah bizman a mitzvah, we're talking about a mitzvah, and mitzvah strichas kavana, and if you do the mitzvah without kavana, you're not yoytze. So then you should say that if a person falls into the river, let's say the river is kosher for tefillah. We'll get to discuss at an amud base which rivers are kosher for tefillah, which are not kosher for tefillah. Sometimes the river is good, sometimes the river is no good. So if a river is good for tefillah, it's a kosher mikveh. You don't have too much privacy, and you can't have chatzitzah. So if you're wearing loose clothing, then there's no problem of chatzitza. The water will get to your body. If you're wearing tight clothing, if the man or the woman wearing tight clothing, then you have a problem with chatzitzas. So let's say the person is wearing all the clothing is loose, and the person fell off the bridge, and he fell into the river, and completely submerged under the water, but he didn't have kavana at all. And then when he's climbing out, he has kavana not to drown. He doesn't have kavana to be yotzei the tefillah. So there's room to say that if a person fell into the river, fell into the mikveh, and he accomplished a tefillah b'li kavana, maybe it's not mitar the person because mitzvah sichas kavana and tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah. Put two and two together, but that's why it's no good. So that's such a Ramban. The Ramban on Brochas writes like that. Ramban on the Mohammeds, on the bottom of the Rif, there's a machlokes hatanaim. Whether mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah ain't sichas kavana. And how do we paskin? So there are three shitas. One shita is yes, one shita is no, one shita is sometimes. And that's how the Mogen Avraham paskin is sometimes. Mitzvah is the raisa, tzichas kavana, mitzvah is the rabbana, and tzichas kavana. The Mogen Avraham quotes it from the Radvaz. That happens to be the Ramban's psak. The Ramban paskin is like that. The Radvaz got it from the Ramban. Ramban says there's a Gemara in Brochus that says when you recite Kriya Shema, what if you're half asleep when you're saying Kriya Shema in the morning or at night, whatever, and you're not mechaven the Pirush Amilas, you're mumbling Kriya Shema balpeh, and you're not thinking the Pirush Amilas. So are you yotze or not? So the Gemara says, b'pasuk rishon you have to have kavanas Pirush Amilas, and the rest of Kriya Shema you don't have to have kavanas Pirush Amilas. Why is there a difference between pasuk rishon and the rest? So the Ramban shita is because pasuk rishon is deraisa, the rest of Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. The Prima Gaudim writes that there are four different opinions. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? If one should assume that Kriya Shema is deraisa, how much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? So the Ramban Shita, only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Rashi Shita, the first Rashi on the first Mishnah, Brochus, him told Parsha Rishon is deraisa, while Yom Shema is only the Rabbanon. In the second Parsha, it says, V'nematim Asans B'nechem V'shach B'chav Kamecha, that goes B'divrei Torah. That doesn't mean that Parsha. In the first Parsha, it says, Shinat Mulavanecha Kriya Shach B'chol Kamecha, that goes on Kriya Shema. But in the second parasha goes on Liman HaTorah B'chlal. That's where Rashi holds. And Tosfos, the first Tosfos in Brochus, disagrees. They hold the first two parashas are deraisa. The third parasha is deraisa. It's a different mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Has nothing to do B'shach B'chol Kamecha. And the Rambam writes, very surprisingly, the Rambam writes, how much do you have to read Min HaTorah? He says, all three parshas is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's a pella. The third parsha of Ayayim is because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam apparently thinks that it's not a separate mitzvah. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. He counts Leil Pesach, Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. He counts as a mitzvah. But Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, he doesn't count as a mitzvah. So several suggestions were given by the Achrayim who raised this issue. How come the Rambam didn't count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik gave a few suggestions. So one of the suggestions that he gave was that the Rambam thinks that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim al Leil Pesach, that's a separate mitzvah. But Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, in the morning, in the evening, is not really a separate mitzvah. It's Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, So we should mention, because we have a historical tradition from our ancestors that they witnessed Eser Makkos and Kriyas Yamsuf, Maamon Har Sinai, they witnessed all of this. So you have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because through witnessing Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's how we know that it's true. Not just that philosophically we figured out on our own that God exists and there's only one God. We know historically God revealed himself to the Jewish people on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was Gilui Shechina. So they saw. That's how we know. So there are different opinions. How much of Kriyas Shema there are. So Ramban Shita only Pasuk Rishon. Ramban said, how does he know? Because that's the Pesach in the Gemara. You only need Kavanah's Pirush Amilus on the first Pasuk, and the rest of Kriyas Shema does need Kavanah. That's why, because Mitzvah's Deraisa, the Pesach is Mitzvah's Sichas Kavanah, Mitzvah's Rabbanah, and the Din is Ein Sichas Kavanah. Either Ramban raises a question, that's a question whether Mitzvah's Sichas Kavanah, do you have to have Kavanah Lotzeis? You have to have in mind that you're reciting Kriyas Shema because HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us to do so. Here we're not talking about Kavanah Lotzeis, we're talking about Kavanah's Pirush Amilus. What does it have to do with Kavanah Lotzeis? That's what Rab Chaim points out in his Sefer. Kavanah's Pirush Amilus and Kavanah Lotzeis and Kavanah's Amil B'fnei HaMelech. They're different Kavanahs. The Ramban says, and don't give me that argument, like Rab Chaim said, don't give me the argument that Kavanah's Pirush Amilus is unrelated to Kavanah Lotzeis. If you don't need Kavanah Lotzeis, then you can't require Kavanah's Pirush Amilus. And if you need Kavanah's Pirush Amilus, obviously you need Kavanah Lotzeis. So Ramban thinks that the two must, they're not identical, but they're linked up together. He said it doesn't make sense to require Kavanah's Pirush Amilus if you don't even need Kavanah Lotzeis. So he thinks that they're connected, and from the fact that Pasuk Rishon needs Kavanah's Pirush Amilus and the rest doesn't need, is a simon that only Pasuk Rishon is derais. So the Ramban says from the fact that we paskin Pasuk Rishon needs kavana, so that shows that mitzvah tzvichas kavana, mitzvah derais tzvichas kavana, and mitzvah derabana and tzvichas kavana. So Ramban says, and that's the Ramban and Brochus writes, and the Mocham is on the bottom of the page in the Rif, and that's the issue here in the Gemara. If a person was tovel in the mikveh, they fell into the river. Beloy miskaven at all. They fell into the river with no kavana to fulfill the mitzvah tefillah b'mikveh at all. So that's the shaila in the Gemara where they hold mitzvah's kavana or not. The Ramban and our daf in the Chidushim says, and don't get confused, don't connect this with the other topic of mitzvah's kavana. It has nothing to do. If maybe you're not yotze the mitzvah of tefillah b'mikveh. If you're tefillah b'zman mitzvah, maybe you're not yotze the mitzvah if you didn't have kavana lotzeis. The Gemara is just talking, maybe the Tahara is Chal. Let's say you shecht the behemoth. So, is there a mitzvah to shecht behemoth? So we had that funny Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs counts one of the 248 mitzvahs essay. Mitzvah says it to shecht. And the Rabbi asks, the Rabbi has Hasagas on the Sefer Mitzvah also. So the Rabbi asks, what kind of a mitzvah is to shecht? He doesn't think there's a mitzvah. He says, maybe it's a Iser Aseh, Alav Abba Mechalal Aseh. If you eat Nevela meat, not only are you violating the love of L'Selcha Kol Nevela, you're violating the Esav Tizbach Ve'achal Tabosa. Maybe it's Alav Abba Mechalal Aseh, but he doesn't think that it's a mitzvah Aseh. It's a Kim HaMitzvah. So that's what the Ramban writes on the daf here. The machlekes between Rabbi Yudah Merav and Rabbi Yechanan is not an issue where the mitzvah, you shouldn't confuse this. Like he himself wrote in Brachas. Abban and Brachas wrote that this Gemara is a discussion that hinges on the topic whether mitzvah is Sichas Kavanah or not. Abban himself in the Chidushim here, the Rabban and the Rashbon, the other Rishonim, they all say it has nothing to do with mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. We're not talking, are you yotzei the mitzvah of Tefillah and the Mikvah? Are you yotzei the mitzvah of Shechita? Maybe there's no mitzvah of Shechita. We're talking, is the Shechita Chal? Is the Tahara Chal? Maybe the Tahara is Chal, even though you weren't yotzei the mitzvah. Maybe the Shechita is Chal, even if there is no mitzvah of Shechita. Pashtus says there is no mitzvah here. Not that you yotzei the mitzvah, and therefore the Shechita is Chal. Shechita is Shechita, even if you're not yotzei any mitzvah. Same thing, let's say, Afroshes, Trumas, and Mises. So the Gemara has a discussion, if a person will perform a mitzvah and he won't recite the bracha in advance, let's say a person puts on his tefillin and he didn't say the bracha, is he yotze the mitzvah? Did he say the bracha is me'akev or not? So the Gemara brachas has an argument, the bracha cannot be me'akev. The bracha is only the rabbanah, the mitzvah is a mitzvah in a Torah. It doesn't make sense. How can you say the bracha is me'akev If Menatar, you don't have to say any bracha. That's the Gemara's argument. So the Gemara, but apparently there was what to think about it. Maybe if you don't say the bracha, maybe you're not yotze. So the Gemara proves that the bracha is not me'akev from a Mishnah in Trumas that says a cheru shayt v'katan who a mafresh truma is not chal because there are a lot of badas. You have to be a badah. A precious truma has to be midas. But an Elam who is mute, he's not Enish Ameve Enim Adaber. An Elam is a Bardas. If you're Enish Ameve Enim Adaber, so that's called a Cherish. And then in the days of the Tanoim, such a person would be retarded. They had no way to communicate with a deaf mute. In recent years, he can communicate. They can be as intelligent as anybody else. So the Pashtus really should be that today a cherish enish ameve enim adab should be a bardas. The recent, the Rashash talks about it. Rashash lived in the late 1800s and the 1900s. Everybody writes about it. Maybe everything is different today. So the Mishnah says that in Elam, who shameve enim adab, he can't speak. If he's mafresh truma b'diavad, it's chalach atchila. You shouldn't let him be mafresh truma because he can't recite a bracha. You have to say a bracha. You have to pronounce the words with your lips. If you don't say the bracha, so then the shechita is still good. The shechita is still good. Let's say a person is deaf, he's able to speak, but he's deaf, and he'll say the bracha, but he's not mashmeli oznam. He can't hear. He can't hear anything. So there's a discussion in the Gemara. If a person says kiddush, or he says birchas hamazon, or he says a davin, says kriyashma, he's not mashmeli oznam, he's a yoytze b'diavad. So we paskan b'diavad, Mashmeli Yosem is not Miyakev. L'chatchidi should have Mashmeli Yosem. So the Gemara proves it from the Mishnah in Trumas, that the Mishnah says if a person is a cheresh she'enu shamea, but he's medaber. Or let's say he's enu shamea, he's medaber ve'enu shamea, shamea ve'enu medaber. He has one without the other. He's a bardas. And if he's mafshet truma, the truma is chal. So the Gemara says, but what's going to be with the bracha? If he's ain't a medaber, so he can't say a bracha. So you see, the bracha is not me'akev. Or let's say, if you're all like the Tana, that mashmeli oznam is me'akev. So he can say the bracha, but he won't hear the bracha. You don't hear the bracha. According to that opinion, we don't pasken like that. We pasken lo hishmeli oznam is yotze. But according to one Tana, if lo hishmeli oznam, you're not yotze at all. So even though you're not yotze the bracha, but nonetheless, the truma is chal. So the Gemara says it's a raya that the bracha is not miyakev in the mitzvah. So Rabbi Kevege has a comment over there. How did you prove that you yotze the mitzvah in the drush v'chidush? Rabbi Kevege has a comment. How did you prove that you yotze the mitzvah, even though you didn't say bracha? Maybe you're not yotze the mitzvah, but the truma is chal anyway. The truma is only chal because you were mekayim the mitzvah of hafrashas truma. That's over here in the mikveh. The Gemara, maybe if you all tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, the woman fell into the mikveh, the woman fell into the river, maybe she's not yotze the mitzvah of tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, because there was no kavanah latzeis, but the tahara is still chal. The same thing the shechita. The person was, he gets up, and the knife accidentally falls off of his lap. So the re-balatesis was besupit. Maybe the shechita is good, maybe the shechita is not good, but even if shechita is good, it's a mesasek. You didn't have kavanah to shech the animal. So even if you hold like the simple reading, the way the Ges Mishnah read the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah lishchab, whenever you're interested in eating meat, Ges Mishnah took the Rambam literally, that there really is a mitzvah lishchab. That's how the Ravid understood the Rambam. The Ravid was masik. I don't think that the Rambam is correct, but the Ges Mishnah took it, that's what the Rambam holds. Whenever you're interested in eating meat, there's a mitzvah to shech. And if you didn't have kavana to shech, the shechita will be kosher, but you will not have fulfilled the mitzvah. So it's possible, that's what the Ramban over here learns, that the machlekes Rav Yudah Marav and Rav Yechanan, whether the person is tohar or not, is not connected with the topic of mitzvah's kavana. It's unrelated. Even if you hold the mitzvah's tzvichas kavana and you're not yotze the mitzvah, you can still say that you become tohar. And even if you hold that shechita is a mitzvah and you didn't have kavanah for the shechita, you can still say the shechita is kosher. The shechita is shechita sekshera. And even if you're not yotze the mitzvah for precious trumas and maizes, it could be that the tevel, the isa tevel, is removed. The truma is chal. It removes the isa tevel, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of hafrashas trumas and maizes. So that's the pashtus, not like that, not like the melchamas and brachas. That the Gemara, the debate in the Gemara is whether mitzvah sichos kavana. Pashtus is like the Ramban writes over here, in contradiction to what he wrote in brachas, that it's a question whether the shechita is good, question whether the tefillah and the mikvah is good. We're not talking whether you're yotze the mitzvah. Maybe you're not yotze the mitzvah. We're discussing that whether the tefillah and mikvah is good. So what's a din? So we know that the Mishnah is having chagiga. There are a lot of milas. Milas means chumris midirabbanon. They made chumris midirabbanon that you want to be when you want to be toivel in order to eat maaser sheni. Maaser sheni has to be eaten v'chal tosham of nashem lakecha in Yerushalayim. Maaser sheni has to be eaten mikdusha b'tahara. And truma is mocham b'da maaser sheni. If a person is tamen, he's tovel in the mikveh, tovel viola, he's already tohar, he can eat maaser sheni. In order to be allowed to eat truma, you have to have harashemesh. You have to wait. After you were tovel in mikveh, then you have to wait till seisa kachavim. Then you can eat. And to eat kotshim, you even have to have wait longer. If you're mechusik kapah, you have to bring the karbonis. So they made a maila, they made a chumer with the rabbanon, that even on min haTorah, tefillah in the mikveh does not need kavana, the person becomes tohar. Without kavana, but in order to eat maaser sheni, for that you need kavana. And even if the person knew that he planned to eat maaser sheni today, the person is a kohen, he wasn't thinking, doesn't have any truma, he didn't think anybody knows him, he's from out of town, and he's a farmer, and he brought his maaser sheni to Yerushalayim, his tefillah and the mikveh to eat the maaser sheni. He didn't think he's going to have a chance to eat any truma. And then somebody gives him some truma. Somebody recognizes him, they give him truma to eat. So the Mishnah says there in Chagig, it has to be toivel the second time. The Gemara says it here. Even though he was toivel the shame, Maisa Sheni, that's not enough. It has to be toivel the shame kachim. It has to be toivel the shame truma. And even if he was toivel the shame truma, it has to be toivel separately the shame achilas kachim. That's all chumris midirabbanon. Midatayra tefila ina tzvicha kavana. Midirabbanon, they made these milas, the chumris midirabbanon, that you have to have kavana. So the shaila is, we know that shechitas, we know that tefillah and mikveh to be tohor, that you're not metame chulin, tefillah and mikveh does not need kavana. We know midirabbanon they made a chumra that tefillah for the purpose of eating maaser sheni or truma or kotshim or to be osik and par aduma, a higher level of tara, that you need kavana sa tefillah midirabbanon. You need kavod as a shem tefillah. What about lebailo? What about the woman is married and she went to the mikveh in order not to be mitami everything in the house, but her husband was away on a business trip and she's in days of the tanaim. She doesn't know, she has no cell phone. She doesn't know when the husband is going to come back. She's probably going to come back next month. She'll become a nida again before that. So she went to the mikveh not having a mind lebaila. She had a mind l'shem chulin, not to be mitami the clothing. In the days of the Tanaim, the women had, the Mishnah has a nida. The Mishnah has a mikvah. The women had two beds. There was one bed that she slept in when she was a nida, one bed that she slept in when she was tired. They had different sets of dresses. The dress that she wore when she's a nida, she's not going to wear that when she's tired. Love should be, they need to, so used to have. Otherwise, she's going to have to take her bed to the mikveh every month. When she goes to the mikveh, she has to take the bed. The Mishnah talks about the woman, that the bed headboard is very tall. Mikveh is not so deep. And the headboard in the bed is taller than the depth of the mikveh. So the Mishnah says that she has to tilt it sideways, or the floor of the mikveh is not paved. So she's going to push the feet of the headboard in the ground, so the whole headboard will be submerged under the water. But the shaila is, it has to be submerged by basachas. So now the feet, the bottom of the feet of the bed, are in the sand on the bottom. So there's no bias maim on that. So the Mishnah Mikvah talks about that. How the poor woman has to bring the bed to the mikveh every month. So the normal people had two different bedrooms. One bedroom she was with her husband, the other bedroom she had that different bed. So she won't have to keep on bringing the bed to the mikveh every single month. The wood is going to get ruined if you keep on being tovel in the mikveh every month. So they used to have different dresses. Bizman Azad, the whole thing is irrelevant. What do you need different dresses for? Bizman Gemara. all the neighbors had to know whether the woman was tahara or tameya. If they're gonna touch, the woman is gonna touch something. She's gonna touch a plate. She's gonna touch a spoon or a fork. She's gonna make everybody tame. All the food is gonna become tame. Everybody was nizer and tumah v'tar. So they couldn't keep it a secret when a woman is going to mikveh. She had to advertise. It didn't have the implication of being with a husband or not. It wasn't a violation of tznius. Even the single girls had to go. Everybody had to go to mikveh. Today, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, today the whole relevance of going to mikveh is only to be muteris lebailo. Today there's an inyan of tznius not to let anybody know when the woman is going to the mikveh. But in the days of the Gemara, there was no inyan. It didn't have the going to mikveh for a woman. Didn't have the connotation of being with her husband. Everybody had it. All the single girls had to go to mikveh also. Everybody had to go to mikveh. Today we don't allow single girls to go to mikveh. Because if they go to mikveh, it'll just lead them to sin. So that's the shaila. We know that the ikah din derais that the tefillah does not need kavanah, either because mitzvah zayin tzirchas kavanah or because it's unrelated. Even if it says dutzvichas kavanah, but the tefillah to be mitayer, she's tahira anyway without being yotzei the mitzvah. But we know midrabbanan they made a takana that tefillah for ma'aser sheni and for truma for kachem for paraduma, you do need kavanah, and then even if you had kavanah for all of the above. But they had a minig. If you switched, you were going to eat the Korban Pesach with one group, and then a group of your friends show up, and you notify the chairman of this Korban Pesach, I want to resign from being a shutav there, I want to become a shutav on this one. So there used to be Tovel and Mikveh again. That's a Mishnah like that. Migav legav, mechabur lechabura. Originally, you planned to eat Korban Pesach with this chabura, then you switched to eat with another chabura. So they had a meaning, that's not even a din derabbanan, they had a meaning that there would be tovel a second time. So we know all the dinim in the minhagim, but there's one thing that was never spelled out. What about tefillah lebailo? Does that have the din like tefillah lechulin, that you don't need kavana? Or maybe it's mochomer. Lebailo, need the lebailo is an isa koris. So maybe that should be the same as a tummy going to mikveh for the purpose of eating truma. That if a tummy eats truma, there's a misa b'dei shamayim. So that's a machlekes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. They were contemporaries. They all learned by Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rav went back to Bavel to found the yeshiva. Rabbi Yochanan stayed in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the machlekes in the Gemara. Nidish and Nensa b'tovlo. She didn't have kavanah. Gemara is going to discuss what does mean Nensa. If it means that somebody pushed her into the mikveh, she didn't want to go, somebody pushed her. So then the Gemara says the kavanah of the one who's pushing her is considered as if she was tovel in the mikveh. But araya, let's say a person has little children. The little children are ketanim, little babies. They can't have kavanah to be tovel in the mikveh. And you want to bring them to Yerushalayim. But if the little I know the baby is tummy. So if the baby's going to come to Yerushalayim, going to be tameh, he attended a funeral. Went to a funeral, took a little baby with me. So you can't say, let the baby become tohar on his own. The baby can't have kavanah. So the adults have to be mitar them. So the Gemara says on the base, if you have a bardas, be toivel somebody in a mikveh, the bardas is kavanah, is chal on the little child, on the person who's a la bardas. They can't say that Nensa means somebody else pushed her into the river. Nensa means she fell into the river. She was walking on the bridge, and the bridge was wobbly. And she fell into the river, so she was Toivo Bali Kavan. So that's a machlaikis. What's the din of Nida Labaila? They say Nida Labaila is Chulin. So by Chulin, there's no Takana de Rabbanan. So you leave it on the din der Isa that Tfila does need Kavana. Or should you say no? That since Nida Labaila has an Isa Kares, Isa Bia Benita is an Isa Kares, so it should be a Kalvachimer. From eating truma, that if eating truma, it's only mitzvah shemayim. If you tamei, so you need kavanah with the rabbanon. So the Bible for sure you should need kavanah.
Would we say that maybe a similar idea by Shchitas Kachim? Could we say that maybe if I tell my friend, throw your sock in over there, and as he throw, I say l'shem Shchitas Karban Mishlamim, and it shechs Karban Mishlamim. Could I say Omen El Gavav works to give him the kavanah?
Could be, we have to learn again that sugya by the cotton sheshochat. The Gemara says cotton by kotchim is problematic. It would not be good. What about Gadla Amir Al Gadla? I think Tosfos probably talks about it over there. And you'd base them in base and you'd give them a out. They probably do say, you got to read again the Gemara. I already forgot from 2 months ago. Got to look in the Gemara again. So let's see again, that's Machlokes. Nidish and Ensvet Tov Lamar Avirah Marav Tohar Lebeisa. Means she's Materis Lebeilo. Beisa means the husband. Asur Lechel B'Truma. Asur Lechel B'Truma. That's a Takana Drabon, the Mishnah Yisrael Chagiga. Rabbi Yochanan disagree. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Lebeisa Loi Tohar Lebeilo, even though it doesn't say one way or the other in the Mishnah Yisrael Chagiga, when it has all these Milas Medrabonon, but he says Lebeisa is a Kavachaymer that you need Kavana from Tomei Sha'ochal Truma. Tomei Sha'ochal Truma is Misa B'dei Shamayim, only Chorus is Macham B'dei Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's where the Gemara is assuming it. That's the Bavli at the end of Moed Katan. It says that Chorus is Macham because Chorus means the person dies at the age of 50. Misa B'dei Shamayim means he dies at the age of 60. The Avnei Miluin quotes a Yerushalmi that says Fakert, that Misa B'dei Shamayim is Macham B'dei Chorus. Rashi over here says he's interpreting the Bavli, that Chorus is Machav Namisa B'Yishmaim, but he doesn't say what it says in the Gemara in the end of Chagiga, that this is the age 50, this is the age 60. See the Rashi, six lines from the bottom. The Chorus Chama Mimisa B'Yishmaim, the Yom of Nichrasim, the Zara Nichras. Chorus means the children also die, and Misa B'Yishmaim just means that he dies. So Rashi holds that every single time that it says Chorus means the children are going to die. So that's the Tosfos on the first daf in Yevamos, the Beis HaManala. Tosfos disagrees with this Rashi. Here Rabbi Kevega tells you to look on a different source of Bar Tanur. But the Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Yevamos discusses that. Aririm yiyu, when it says Aririm, Aririm means that children will die. But it doesn't say Aririm. It's not included in, that's not always included in Chorus. Who is Zara Nichras? Who Nichras? Zara not necessarily Nichras. Yeah, so I don't know, why didn't Rashi quote the Gemara the last daf in Chagiga? That Chorus is 50, Misa B'dei Shamayim is 60, so it's a, you live another 10 years. Tosfos asked the Kasha there, what do you mean 50, 60? We see people on Machal Shabbos all their lives, they live to the age of 110. So what happened to the Chorus dying at the age of 50, Misa B'dei Shamayim dying at the age of 60? So Tosfos says, we don't know how to make the calculation. Maybe they gave Tzedakah, maybe they did Gemilas Chasadim. Maybe other things are not. Stokat Tatzel Mimolis. People have schusim, and sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to pay them off by Olam Hazeh, so they should lose Olam Haba. We don't know the calculation, but in principle, in theory, Chorus should mean that the person should die by the age of 50. Misa B'dei Shamayim means that he should die by the age of 60. That's what the Bavli holds. The Chorus is a lower level oinish than Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that's what the Gemara asks that kash. Amalei Rav Lera Nachman, Lerav di Amatera Labais Vasur Lechel B'Truma. How can it be to eat Truma Oven Kores Hutra Labaila? It's okay if an Isha is in need, though she does Tashmish. This Kores, the Kores is Machomer. So we're not worried about that. An Oven Misa, Oven Misa means a Tommy who eats Truma is Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So should be a Kavachaima. Isn't it Kakai? How can Rav make such a compromise? Tahora lebeisa, you don't need kavana, but lechel b'truma, there's a mailam in the rabbana. If there's a mailam in the rabbana about truma, even that's only an issue of misa b'dei shamayim, so there shouldn't be a baila by nida lebaila. The maila should certainly be like that. And for the Gemara, that's why Rabbi asks Rav Nachman, Amaleis, Rav Nachman responds, no, baila chulun hu chulun leboi kavana. Shine. To eat truma, that was the chumra mid rabbanim that you have in the Mishnayos and Chagiga. Even though the person was tevil having mind the shame eating ma'isa sheni, that's not enough. If later on they realize they want to eat truma, have to be tevil again. And let's say they went to be tevil to eat truma, they didn't think they would get any korbanos. Then someone gives them a piece of a korban chatas to eat in the azara. Has to be tevil again, even though he was tevil the shame truma, he has to be tevil again the shame kotchim. So that's what the Gemara explained. Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is on a level of the Rabbanon. We made chumis with the Rabbanon that for the purpose of eating Ma'aser Sheni and Truma and Kachim, you have to have kavana by the Tvila. So what about Labailo? Is Labailo treated like Chulin? Is Labailo Kavachayim? It should be mochomer than eating truma. That's the machlokes. Umino temro, and how do you know that what? Rashi. Dilchuna labin and kavanah. How do you know that the ikar adin deraisa, you didn't change it, that dilchuna you don't need kavanah for tefillah? So he says, Disnan, we have a Mishnah mikvahs. In order to be toivel in the mikveh for tefillas odom, you have to have arboim soh. For tefillas kelim, the Gemara says, menatar, it's enough, let's say you have a needle with makabel tum, and you want to be toivel in the mikveh. The Gemara says, menatar, you don't really need arboim soh. All you need is a revius, a mikveh of your revius. And the Gemara in Nozer gives a list of all the dinim that depend on revius, and the Gemara has, how come they didn't mention that the mikveh, menatar, the mikveh is enough with the revius? The tefillas kelim, if the kli fits in. If you have a big knife and you'll be toivel half of the knife is tummy, you want to be toivel it to make it so. You'll be toivel one third of the knife and the revius, now then another third, then another third. So that's no good. You have to have enough water to be toivel the knife of asachas. Like anodomous tummy, you can't stick in one leg at a time. So even if you have memsor, you have to have kol gufa bevasachas. The reason why you need memsor should be roy to be toivel kol gufa bevasachas. Yeah, so by kelim also, a revius is the minimum. If the kli is not going to fit into a little mikvah revius, they need more than revius. So the Gemara asks there in Nozit, there's a list of dinim that depend on revius. How come they left out in the list that a mikveh menator has to have revius? The Gemara says, because midirabanan, they canceled that din. Bitlu le reviyasa, they're mevatel that din midirabanan. And the din is banaza is that it's not enough with the revius. Just like for tefillah sodom, you need memsor. For tefillah kelim also you need memsor. But before they changed the din used to be that for tefillas kelim, that a tummy, if you have a kli that's tummy, you wanted to remove the tumah, so a revius of a mikvah revius is sufficient. But the revius has to be on the ground. You can't take, let's say, the needle, and I'm going to put the needle on the table, and I'll pour a revius of water on the needle, and the whole thing will be in a puddle of water. That's no good. You have to have the revius should be sitting on the ground. That's the din of mikveh. What does the word mikveh mean? Yikovu hamayim al mokam echod. Mikveh means kovu bekayim, is stagnant. If the water is flowing, then it's called zechlin. So zechlin is a psul deraisa. If you have a river and the river is flowing, then it's no good benator. Unless you have to figure out what is the source of the water. So if the source of the water in the river, different rivers have different sources. So sometimes the source of the river is rainwater or melting snow. So then that's called notfin, the water that drips down from the skies. The water that drips from the skies in the form of rain or snow, and then in the springtime when the snow-capped mountains, all the snow melts, so then the river is going to have much more water. And in the wintertime when all the snow is in a solid form, then the river is going to be Shvacha Maisa. So if every river is a blend, part of the water in the river is from the rain and the snow, and part of the river is from under the ground sources. That's called a Mayon. If the water comes from under the ground, so a Mayon is Metar Bezerchlin. The Chumash says, Ach Mayon Abor Mikveh Mayim Yihyeh Tohar. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra means that the two ways a person whose tummy can become Tohar, you can either be Tovel in a Mikveh, or it can be toivel in a mayon. Ach mayon abor mikveh mayim yihyeh tor. It can be toivel in a mayon. A mayon is where the source of the water is from under the ground, and then it flows, and then it's mitar bezochlin. That's a mayon. And if it's a bor mikveh mayim, if it's from notvim, if it's from the rainwater or from the snow, melting snow, then it has to be mikveh. Bor mikveh mayim. Mikveh means cover the kaima. Has to be in an eshbarin. Eshbar means a shever, a crack in the ground, so the water should be stagnant. So if I'm pouring water on the needle, that's no good. I have to have the puddle of water should be, so let's say I'll have a puddle of water on the table, and I won't pour the water on. I have a puddle of water on the table, and I'll put the needle in that. Would that be good? So the Gemara says no good, because the mikveh has to be mechubel karka. Mikveh has to be attached to the ground. The table is not attached to the ground. I can move the table. It's heavy, but you can move it. So there's no tefillah. The tefillah has to be on the karka. Yeah, the pasuk gives you the option. Ach mayon abor mikveh mayim yator. You can either be tovel in a mikveh, you can be tovel in a mayon. Is there any maila? Is there any case where you need dapken mikveh, dapken mayon? In any case, we need dafka amayon. So the Chumash says that a zav needs dafka amayon. A zav needs dafka amayon. What else? When you make a poraduma, you have to take maim chaim el keli. Maim chaim means mei mayon. You can't take water from the faucet. You can't take water from a plain river. You have to have maim chaim. What about a zava? So many of the goyim came up with such a chumrah that just like a zav needs tefillah in a mayan, a zava also needs tefillah in a mayan. A zava cannot be tovel in a mikvah. And there are Rashi's and Gemara around eight different places. So for approximately four and four. So Rashi in four places quotes this pirush from the goyim. That a woman, Bisman, all the women today are treated as a suffix nida, suffix zava. It's a takanas rebbe in the end, the Gemara nida. We treat all the women as a suffix nida, suffix zava. A zava needs shivinikim. A nida does need shivinikim. She has to wait till the end of 7 days. And a zava who becomes Torah has to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. A nida doesn't have to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. When they build the Beis HaMikdash, all the women who became nidas every month, they don't have to bring so many karbanas when they'll bring the Beis HaMikdash. A zava has to bring. When a zava becomes Torah, she has to bring a set of karbanas. But a nida doesn't have to bring a set of karbanas. So the many of the goyim were of the opinion that just like a zava needs maim chaim a mayon, so too a zava also does. In four places I saw Rashi quotes that. In the other four places in the Gemara Rashi quotes, the goyim said it and it's wrong because it's a beferisha tosefta in Megillah. The end of the first parak of Megillah, you have a lot of ein beins. Ein bein, or the rishon, or the sheni, ein bein, zavaroy shtevias, zavaroy shodoshvias, ein bein, a whole bunch of ein beins. So the Tosefta has more ein beins. So the Tosefta says, ein bein zav lezava, ela, they both need shivinikim, and they both need hepsiktar, and they both have to bring karbanas. But ein bein, the difference is that the zav needs maim chaim, and the zav does not need maim chaim. So it's a beferish of Tosefta against those Geoinim. Rabban HaChumash quotes at the end of Shmini that the Geoinim said that a Zava needs Maim Chaim, and all the women today are suffering need a suffering Zava, so they all need to be Topal and Amayon. And the Ramban says it's wrong, it's against the Tosefta. Zava does not need Maim Chaim. In Mansi, I think they have one, and the mikvahs for the women is Amayon, but we don't pass like that. And Shulchan Aruch says you don't need Maim Chaim. So what if you have a river? Every river, the ocean is a blend. Every river, every ocean is a blend. Some of the water in all the rivers comes from the oceans. And the oceans have a lot of underground sources, a lot of water coming from under the ground. All the water from under the ground also coming from the sky. But if the rain landed and the snow melted, and it goes under the ground for a while, then it shoots up again. It's a question, how long does it have to go under the ground before it shoots up again? And then we say it's like a panam chadasha. Now we treat it like a mayan. You no longer, they don't treat it anymore like megishamim, that you need eshborin, that you have to cover the kaimi. If it floats under the ground long enough, that's a discussion. Mishkan Es Yankov has a tshuva about that based on Rabban HaChumash and Chumash Bereshit. How long does it have to go under the ground that when it pops up again, you consider it like a mayon, not like a mikveh. So the din is like this. Every ocean and every river is a blend. Part of the water in the river is from the rain, and the snow, part of the water in the river is from the underground sources. So the Mishnah says in mikvahs, it depends. It's rabu notvim ala zochlim, or rabu zochlim ala notvim. The zochlim is the rainwater and the snow that comes down there. The notvim is the rainwater and the snow. And the zochlin is the water that comes out from under the ground. So if the robe is mei mayonis, I treat the whole thing as if it's a mayon. And a zav can be tovel there. And a person, another person is tovel, can be tovel even though the river is zochlin. The whole river is rolling. If it's a mayon, so it's good, be zochlin. But if the rove of the water is megishamer, it's robu notvim, ala zochlin, most 51% of the water in this river are the ocean, is from the rain or the snow, then you need cover the kaima. Then the river is no good because the river is rolling on and you can't be tovel there. The Mishnah draws a distinction between a mikveh and a mayon, that a mikveh needs arboim saw and a mayon does not need arboim saw. What do you mean? a mayan does not need aboim soa for what? For Adam. So that's a big machlekes in the Rashba. Wrote the Torah Habayis. Not only does he have the laws of Shechita, and Basa B'cholav Taruvus Melicha Treifus, the whole Chayil Galif Yerodeh, that's Hilchas Nida, also Hilchas Mikvois. So the Rashba quotes a machlekes Harishayim about that. When the Mishnah says that a mayon doesn't need mem soa, that goes on Tfilas Kalim. The kelim that are tamim and atar, you can be toivel the kli, you can be toivel the needle in a mikveh, that's mechuba, the karka that has a release. And mid the rabbanim, you need memso, but if it's a mayon, then you don't need memso. So it only goes that mishnah that a mayon does need memso, goes on tfilas kelim, that the chumim mid the rabbanim to require memso by kelim doesn't apply, that's what we assume. And other rishonim held, we don't hold like that. Other rishonim held, even for tfilas adam, you don't need memso if it's a mayon. You only need memso if it's a mikveh, it's a mayon, you don't. So the Rashba quotes a beferish and pasuk against those geonim. There's a pasuk that says, "Mei hashiloach haholchim laat." The shiloach was a mayon on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. It wasn't a mikveh, it was a mayon. And it says, "Mei hashiloach haholchim laat." What does it mean, holchim laat? To go slowly. So the Rashba says the gematria of laat lamed aleph tes is 40. So it's a beferish and pasuk that you need memso for a mayon. Shai, that's it. Naim Aysa. The Mishnah says Gematrios is Parparos Lachot. We're talking about Gematrios and Chumash. It means that you never learn out any din from Gematrios. The Gemara says, how do you know a Nozer is Tam Nazir Shloshim Yom? So it says, because Kodesh Yihyeh, God will perish our Russia. The word Yihyeh is a Gematria. Yud-Hei is 30. So the Preishua said that's only an Asmachta. It can't be a real Mokka. And one Tana says, how do you know the Olam HaTes of its Malacha? So he says, Eile HaDvorim. Eila Aleph Lamed Hey, Eila Adam Shetziv Hashem, you should observe Shabbos. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, it's going to come up. So Eila Aleph Lamed Hey is 36. The Dvarim is plural, should be another two. But the Hey of Hadvarim adds another one, it's a joint, so it's 40. 39. That's how you know 39 Oves Malach. Eila Hadvarim. Dvarim Hadvarim. So the Pnei Shua Masech HaShabbos says, that Tana is obviously only an Asmachta, because Gematruyos is never a Midrash HaTor and Nidreshes Ben.
What about our Gemara has
That's a real din. It's a real din, but it's only an asmachta on the pasuk. The real din was established without the gematria. Yeah, that's a gematria, a cute way to remember the din. Yeah, gematrios is parbos lachach means that it's not from midrash Torah and Rashi's bem. So here the Gemara. Let's say a person goes to the mikveh. But the person goes to the mikveh and the water is splashing all over the place. How come that's not zochlin? The answer is you can splash all you want, but it's within the confines of the mikveh. It's not going to splash somewhere else. It's not going to roll away somewhere else. It's all here within the confines of the mikveh. So that's not a problem of zochlin. But if you have really a river where the water is rolling, it's not confined. It's going to go somewhere else. It's not going to be here at all. The water that's here now is not going to be here in another 10 minutes. All the water is going to disappear. It's going to be different water. That's real zechlin. So then you have to ascertain whether the roiv of the water in this particular river is from megishomim, in which case, robu note from ala zechlin, then it's no good, because megishomim is not mitar bezechlin. Or is the roiv of the water, robu zechlin ala note from robu, the water from under the ground, then it has the status of the mayan, then it is good. So let's see, so there's a Mishnah, the Tani Galshan Itlash. Oh, okay, we're going to have to learn the next one. There are a couple of dinim here, details in Hilchas Mikvos. It's important to learn all the dinim. Okay, tomorrow, let's start from the Hilchas Mikvos. What's this for the students? They're asleep. Okay.